her thin brown legs. Her clothes were hanging in mid-air. Carrie screamed. Chapter 2. Carrie, it's all right. It didn't feel all right. A school outfit without a wearer. A voice with no mouth. Carrie crammed the knuckles of her right hand in her own mouth to keep from screaming again. If it comes towards me, I'm off. Don't be scared, Carrie. Keep watching. The black shoes reversed their direction, walking forward, heel to toe, round the ring, as carefully as when Rosie had walked backwards. The grey skirt and maroon jumper moved too, seeming to hover above the shoes and socks. The spectacle exerted a ghastly fascination, which kept Carrie rooted to the spot when her every instinct screamed at her to flee. And when the circle was complete, there was Rosie, grinning as she let her arms fall to her sides. Good, eh? Carrie took her hand away from her mouth and wiped it slowly down the side of her skirt. Common sense was already asserting itself, telling her that what she thought she'd witnessed hadn't really happened. It's a trick of some sort. Has to be. How did you do that? Rosie stepped out of the ring. It's the circle, Carrie. The magic circle. Anybody can do it. Any child, I mean. She smiled. Grown-ups can't. That's the best part about it. Carrie shook her head. I don't believe you. What is it, Rosie? Hypnotism? Did you hypnotise me? No, of course I didn't. I'm not that clever. It's absolutely true that if you walk backwards round a fairy ring, you become invisible. She shrugged. Doesn't need to be a fairy ring. There are stone circles that'll do instead, like the one above the village. Inchlate ring? Sure. Kids did it there 3,000 years ago. Have you done it there? Not yet, but I will. You can too if you want to. Couldn't I try now? In this ring? Sure, but...
But what?
I knew it. She tricked me somehow. Well, the thing is, you don't become invisible to yourself, Carrie. You'll still see your hands and knees, and you won't feel any different. But you'll be invisible to me.
She shrugged again.
Means you'll have to take my word that it's worked for you. That's all. It's a trick. She has a good laugh while I make a prat of myself tottering round the fairy ring with my arms out, then tells me I'm invisible. Well, okay, if she's that hard up for something to laugh at. There are no witnesses. If she grasses me up to the kids tomorrow, I'll deny it. Who are they going to believe? Me or the new kid?
All right, I'm ready.
Rosie nodded. Fine. Just step into the ring and do as I did. Be careful. If any part of your foot breaks the circle, it won't work.
Right.
It was harder than she'd expected, walking backwards in a tight circle. A couple of times she nearly overbalanced. And Rosie was right about not feeling anything. She didn't realise she'd completed the circle till the other girl cried out,
There! You've done it!
Have I? She stopped, looked down at herself, and saw what she always saw. Well, what did you expect? She's having you on, you dork.
What do I look like?
Rosie grinned.
You don't look like anything, Carrie. There's just your clothes.
Yeah, I bet.
What if I step out of the circle now?
You'd stay invisible.
But I wouldn't if I were you. Not here, not in daylight. Somebody might come.
Right. So you want me to walk forward now, round the ring?
Yes. Carefully. Don't want to stay like that, do you?
You think you're fooling me, but you're not. I'm calling your bluff.
Rosie?